The Gaming Grunts return with a classic D&D 5th edition adventure, The Lost Mine of Phandelver.
All right. Welcome back, everyone, to episode 32 of Lost Mine of Phandelver.
Yay!
When we last left our party, they were beginning to explore the Wave Echo Cave. They initially entered into the caverns and came across the remains of one of the Rock Seeker brothers, Thardin, Gundren's brother, and proceeded to venture into Wave Echo Cave proper, having a brief encounter with some sort of ooze, and wandering through the maze of tunnels that greeted them. Right at the end, they discovered a hall with stairways leading up into a chamber, and that is where we left the group. What would you like to do?
Agadir, do you want to sneak up that staircase?
Sorry, I was on mute. So you didn't hear what I just said. Sure, I can sneak up that staircase. So
I thought you were being super stealthy that we couldn't hear you talk.
So you're gonna stealth. Are you leaving light sources behind? Are you
right now I am carrying a torch, so I have dark vision if I need it, so I'm gonna hand the torch off to Eagle Eye for the moment, since he's probably the one that needs it more than I do, and I will go ahead and give you a stealth roll, because I'm assuming you're gonna want one anyway.
I am.
Not a very good one.
9
with plus 7, you rolled 9.
So we'll see.
You didn't roll an 8 with a plus 7.
Okay.
Can I? So I'm really trying to peek around the corner, kind of like Lillian is positioned, but I can't.
Well, if from this position, that's really all you can see. That's kind of the 60 feet. Kind of your feet vision.
I see.
So unless you're going to actually venture up into the hallway and up the stairs.
How tall are the stairs? Is that a 10-foot rise?
Sure. Yes, they are. So, actually, they are.
So I will walk up the stairs to probably about there. That should get me about head height, so I can see about what's the floor.
Okay.
Can I see anything more?
Let's see. Sure. Let's see, right there. So let's see. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60.
Oh,
a little bit more. There. Yeah, I think that covers it. You get the impression that this is a fairly sizable chamber that keeps going on beyond the borders of your visible range. Go ahead and make me a perception check.
Hey, Alan.
Hey.
You're on mute if you're listening.
Hello.
Hello.
I think I have everything open.
You so you see movement beyond beyond the debris littering the floor and this basically this column, the supporting column here. You see something in, you know, some kind of movement as though it's something is trying to hide but is observing you.
Okay. I am going to move back down the hallway to the group and let them know what I saw. And I'm assuming that's a body on the ground that I see.
yeah, it's scattered around here. You're scattered through, in the chamber. You do see what looks like the skeletal remains of dead warriors that are wearing. You just notice that they've got little, the remnants of armor and that sort of thing, which suggests that these are some sort of dead fighter of some sort.
Not recently dead, I'm assuming, though, right?
No, very long.
Okay. Dead. Yeah, well, I'll relay that to the group and let them know that I saw something look like it was trying to hide, but I couldn't make out what it was.
Mm. And get back in there and find out what it was.
Yeah.
Do you want me to go in?
Agador did a terrible job of sneaking. Maybe you can do a better job, Lillian.
But you're
not done.
Or we can all kind of move up a little bit.
Yes, let's all, wink, wink, move up a little bit.
Or we could avoid that and explore more of the corridors.
There's can I?
One up to the north.
Can I take a peek where what's underneath here?
Yeah, sure.
Just peek.
It is a short dead end hallway.
Okay.
That ends in.
Good to know.
That was the It was partially dug out but abandoned.
Okay.
There's a door to the east, Answood.
East. Is it
at the end of the corridor, or at the end of the east and 10-foot door south? There's a door on the east side of that. This,
you mean this one here?
Yeah.
How do you?
I think you're just guessing, right? I don't really see a door, but
it's an opening.
A hall, yeah, more like a open hallway.
Yeah, I can also, since this is a dead end, I can sneakily move here to see more, right? Okay. Like what is this dark area and what is this?
I'll give it to you. Because you're probably gonna see down that way.
There is a door. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. How do you know that? The irony of it, 10-20.
Oh, there is a door. Okay. Yeah, I meant an opening. I meant an opening, not a door.
I see.
Yeah, I think none of us knew there was a door there, but.
Okay, I come back and tell everyone what I found. I mean, it's like a closed area from here to here because we have a door here and this seems to be a dead end. So we are quite safe for this area.
So along similar lines, I'll sneak over here to the south one. Go ahead and roll for that. Boop, boop.
Okay.
Dude, I'll sneak to this south hallway. Just take a peek there, too.
By the way, Agatha, tell us someone, something is observing us, right? He knows. Yeah. Aware. Okay. Okay. Then I'll. Okay. I'll be here.
So this is another short hallway. Again, they ended.
Okay.
Abandoned excavation.
I mean, I figure given the current layout, we might as well go into that room. Like, we're going to eventually explore everything anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since you're all so pathetic and scared, I guess I'll go first.
You're going to run inside and yowling something? Or
into through the door, right?
I mean, I don't mind going first if that's the thing. I can misty step the hell out of there if I need to.
Whoa, wait. Tango, why are you going? What are you doing? Wait. Are you trying to open the door? Or
no.
Just. Oh, okay.
I'm going to go ahead and not wait.
The door or the cavern?
North or east?
I say we go north. Like,
I assume that they
fine with me.
Don't know how many of us, right? So
yeah, but if it's watching us, it's gonna be watching us regardless.
Yes,
it's better to deal with something that's unknown rather than walk away from something that's unknown that we believe knows we're here, and then eventually be stuck between it and something else.
True. I agree. All right, you go first. I'm okay with you go first.
Plus, I got this bow and it's itching to shoot things. should I re-roll for stealth or keep the previous?
Yeah, go ahead and re-roll for stealth. Ba-ba-ba. You were moving around, so yeah, presumably. Some time to move.
You roll like four times.
I mean,
why?
What?
No, I saw four rows. I don't know why.
I just have two. One for my previous.
Oh, yeah, two with advantage. Yeah, or with the.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I have mine always set to do two rolls.
Okay.
For advantage.
Cool.
But I assume I don't have advantage.
Mm-hmm. So as you're moving up the stairs, you easily clock whatever was moving behind the pillar back here, and in fact it lurches out, and you hear really all around the cavern just this. This inhuman hissing noise that's not what I want. Come on.
You don't want to reveal a random corner?
Yeah.
corner.
I try not to see that.
And you, well, that's all right. That's nothing. It's
part of solid wall anyway.
Yeah. and you instantly notice clearly they were trying to be stealthy, but failed miserably. Several creatures. These gray-skinned humanoids with hollow-looking eyes, with jagged claws and sharp, razor-sharp teeth. And they instantly look up and start charging toward you. And so we're gonna have to roll initiative. And for your edification, did that pop up for you? Yep. Yeah, it did. Okay, yeah.
Oh, 19. Oh, they all have an arm.
Yeah.
Or is it?
Let's think of the same thing. Every single one of them has an arm, freshly bloodied.
Yeah. Maybe not, but yeah.
Severed at exactly the same point, biting it right. The middle of the forearm.
Good grief. We all mostly rolled high initiative. Oh, wait, what happened, Bala? Why'd you roll a second time? Or was that...
He didn't for me.
Didn't. Oh, okay.
It's the first time. Well, your natural 20 give you 21. Ghoul. So the question is,
some killer initiatives here.
How many arms do they have? Whoa, they have a, I don't like it. 20, 21, 22.
Okay, that's a, that counterbalances it. Natural 20. Holy cow.
For a ghoul.
Countered by a natural 2, so. That's funny, that rolled behind them. And another natural 20, holy cow. All right.
Why is it showing more? Well, I only have
one strike. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9 of them.
Yep. Actor, what is your dex bonus, or what is your dexterity?
My dexterity is 16.
Whoa. Ooh,
nice. So you go before them. Tankrin, what's your dexterity?
12.
You go after.
It's weird. All my wielded objects in my inventory got unselected.
Yeah, I saw that. That was kind of weird. You had an armor class of 11.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sanswin and Olian, you want to arm wrestle for who's going to go first?
I'm 14.
I'm 16.
Me and Lillian.
So Lillian first?
Doesn't really matter, though, yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty wild. There were a lot of high rolls there across everybody. All right. So, Agadir, you're up first. I'm actually going to show you more of this room now that you're in combat and seeing the entire room. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. So, yeah, that's... that'll work. There is an escarpment off to the right, the east. It looks to be about 10 foot down. So steep escarpments divide this cavern into three sections. Well, you don't see the other part. High ledges at either end and a lower section in the middle. Carved stone stairs climb up the ledges. Two large tables stand in the middle section. Oh, okay, I'm just going to reveal the whole thing. This doesn't make sense unless you can see it. That's good enough. The skeletal, a smaller table stands on the eastern ledge. The skeletal remains of dozens of dead warriors, dwarves, gnomes, orcs, and ogres attest to the fierceness of the fighting that took place here. These ghouls were lurking in the shadows, gnawing on bones, and they look hungry and ready for a fight. Agadir, what would you like to do? You see two off to the left, immediately off to the left, two off to the right, between the stairs and the wall. You can see one behind here. One behind here. You can't really quite see these guys back here, but I'm gonna
kind of know something's in that.
You see movement back there. You don't have line of sight on them, but you see movement back there.
Yeah.
So
I probably don't have line of sight on any of them except for the one straight ahead of me. I mean,
that's true. That is true.
Yeah. Does he have any cover? Can I tell, or is he pretty much in the open?
Yeah, he probably has about half cover. With the wall right there, with that that rock outcropping.
Well, I'm not feeling brave enough to run into the room, at least not yet. So I think I'm just going to take a shot with my bow at the one directly north.
Okay. And he'll get a +2 to his AC.
Yeah. Hoping he won't be too hard to hit, but we'll see.
Unfortunately, a 13 is going to miss.
Nah.
Okay. Anything else you want to do?
I think that's going to be it for this round.
Okay. All right, so this guy, he's going to move up 30. 10, to about there. That's really his... I think these guys are going to be doing a lot of moving this round. The guy that you attacked comes charging forward toward you, doesn't quite make it far enough. However, coming from around this corner, this guy does. And who is that? Is that Lillian there? Yeah, that's Lillian.
Oh, she would never be so brave as to be this far forward.
Hey, John, I don't want to upset the balance of things, but are these dashing at 30 feet or are they...
Oh, you're right. They are. I was just giving them their 30 feet movement. So they're going to be able to make it up to you, but they're still not going to be able to attack. They use their full dash to get to you. You're kind of you are kind of hemmed in there, but they can't attack this round. This guy, on the other hand, This bad boy can, and he's going to make a claw attack against Lillian, and I assume a 20 will hit.
Yes.
And that is oh wow, really? Holy cow. 4 points of damage. Slashing damage, minimum damage. But I do need you to make a constitution saving throw.
I think that will do it, right?
You feel the claws rake into you, and something it seems to go through your system where you feel like your movements are potentially impeded, but you shake off the effects and you're good. So that is him. Next guy will be not really able to get in there. Hey. Well, that's interesting. That's not good for anybody. So Tankrin.
How high is the ceiling here?
The ceilings are actually fairly high. Let me see what they say. They do not say. Ceiling's 30 foot high.
Okay. Tankrin is going to cast Bless on himself, Lillian, and Eagle Eye, and that's his action.
Okay. All right. And this guy comes forward, and that's about all he can do. So, Lillian, what would you like to do?
I think I will... So if I leave this spot, do I get an attack of opportunity from both of these two?
Yes, anything that's within your threat range.
Okay.
Anything that's within reach.
Because I have three attacks that I can use since I'm using my swords.
Swords.
trying to determine what is the best way to go about doing this.
Who did you say you you cast plus on? Yourself, Lillian, and
Eagle Eye.
Eagle Eye. Okay. So remember, you have a D4 you can add to your attack rolls or saving throws.
Do I do it before or after seeing what I rolled?
Looks like after.
After.
Well, although, you always get it. So.
Yeah, you. Yeah, it's not like. It's not like okay. A one-time thing for the next. For how long? For the next minute.
Concentration.
You'll add rounds. That D4 to every roll.
All right, I'm going to be adding a lot of D4s. Okay. Well, I'm going to hit this one twice, and then with Hordebreaker, hit the one to the right. So the one directly in front of me are the first two swings. So 15.
15 will hit. Which one was that?
The one directly above me.
Okay.
And then 4, 7.
Okay.
And another, which I assume even plus 4, that won't hit.
Nope.
So we'll just consider that a miss.
A natural one.
And then with my bonus action, I will Hordebreaker this guy on the right. My two weapon fighting is my bonus, right? Yes. So Hordebreaker is not the bonus, it's the two weapon fighting that is.
Right, you don't,
whatever. It doesn't make much difference, but I knew I could only do 3. So, boop. 4.
That will hit.
Especially when you add an entire 1 to it. Okay. And then 4, 9.
All right. All right. Yeah, you do some damage to these guys. They're a little on the robust side, so they're still standing. Anything else you want to move?
I think it's probably better just to hold the hallway here since we're not getting like completely surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just I'll be the very flimsy bulwark with my impressive 16 AC.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So all right, Sanswood. Excuse me. You're on mute.
For this entangle, the range is like 90 feet and 20 feet. So you mentioned 20-foot square settings. But
right.
The part I don't know is if I cast a 20 square here, is everyone infected or only one?
All the ghouls in that area would have to make the strength saving throw.
Okay.
But if they fail, what happens? I mean,
you keep failing.
Creature there entangle until the spell ends. Creature restrained. It will be restrained, so it will not be able to move.
Speaking from somebody that got caught up in some vines that restrained me, I can tell you that you can't move.
Yeah,
attacks you make have disadvantage, and attacks against you have advantage. It is a not fun situation to be in.
Okay.
Exactly. So speed becomes 0, can't benefit from any bonuses to its speed. Attack rolls against it have advantage. And they have disadvantage on attacking, and they have disadvantage on dexterity saving throws.
I'm going to set trigger, not cast immediately, but once this will move, no matter where it goes, I'll cast entangle here.
So you're gonna hold your action until this one
moves.
No
matter where it ends up with, I'll cast the spell here, 4x4.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
But that means I use my spell slot immediately. Yes. I hold the yeah. Okay. It, yeah.
You right. You've committed to using that spell slot.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You explained that to me. Yep. Like okay. Before. Okay. Great. That's cool. So.
And remember that is a concentration spell. So if you get damaged, if you take damage, you're gonna have to roll a saving throw to maintain concentration.
Yes. Yes.
Cool. All right. So next up is this ghoul over here. They're just hungry and wanting to. These are not intelligent creatures.
Yes.
10, 20.
Run!
Yeah. And yeah, and now it is Eagle Eye's turn.
I'm just going to do a spear attack to this guy. It's going to be one-handed because I have a torch on the other hand.
Okay.
Are you flying over me, or are you doing? Do you have reach?
I think I have 5-foot reach, right? So.
I would say it'd be fairly easy to step forward and attack over a gnome, considering you're a 6-foot
bird person.
Bird person.
Yeah. And how tall did you say, John, like the ceiling is?
30 feet. So, yeah, if you would have clearance to not
be on the ground. I think I would be surrounded if I'm going to go to the other side. Yes.
Your call. I didn't say there wouldn't be consequences.
Don't do that.
I tried but something if, in the plugin.
Can you stay flying and just shoot from the air? How does that work? Seems kind of broken.
Yeah, that's broken. That's why I try not to do it unless it's really needed. Because like you made a point a while back, like because I'd be wearing all these things, it doesn't make sense for me to keep flying all the time. So
yeah,
unless
like, I would probably rule it as attacking with disadvantage.
Okay.
But yeah.
I could just stay there and then I could just use the melee attack, right? Like because it's a spear, yeah. I could just. Go like you know go past Tankren and then just like you know stab somebody.
Do you get a attack of opportunity when you leave though, because you're essentially stepping up and then stepping back?
Or
he has
but am I within the melee range though? I guess not.
Because
if you have a weapon with reach, like you could just do it from where you're.
Yeah, standing. I was thinking spears have reach, but they don't.
They don't. I think they're short spears.
So yeah, it would be.
The reach here is it's 5 feet.
Yeah, that just means next square.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If that's the case.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, if that's the case, I'm just going to use my crossbow then.
Okay.
I mean, if three people can fit into that one, I'm happy to step in front. If not,
yeah. Unfortunately, yeah, it'd be too tight to put three people across there. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. So in that case, I'm just going to use my crossbow then. Yeah.
The one on the right is the weakest, and Tankren does have two engaged on him.
One on the right.
Sorry, I guess the one in the middle here.
Okay. Yeah.
Theoretically, the one in the middle can attack either one of us.
Okay, I'm just gonna hit that guy. I tried something in the Beyond 21 to do Bless. I don't know if that's gonna work, but let's see. Oh, but I don't think I could do crossbow though, because like.
Whoa, natural 20. What? Why? Why?
Because like I have a torch on my hand.
Carrying a torch.
Yeah.
You can throw.
Oh yeah. You can now. You can drop the torch. Okay. If you want to simply drop the torch.
Okay.
You can do that. It's just you just no longer have a torch. You're not no longer carrying a torch. The torch is still lit, but it won't move with you.
Okay. I'm just going to drop it and then hit it.
Okay. Yeah, a natural 20 will unsurprisingly hit.
And then it says bless, like, I don't know. I see what it meant. Okay.
Plus. So you get a plus.
I just typed bless and then it just like came bless. Anyway.
Okay, and that's
12 points
off. Yeah.
Okay. You just about destroyed this thing. He it's looking really rough. It's
not yet.
That was a nice hit. Yeah. So any other movements?
I'm just gonna let Lillian know, like, if she wanna swap places, like, she could just let me know, so she could just come back and I could just move forward the next round. I can't hold my movement, but I'm just gonna let her know, like, if she wants to come back, I could just fill in that particular spot the next round.
Yeah, the big problem is if I leave, I'm going to get hit twice. But if I stay, I'm going to get hit twice. So it's one of those.
All righty, it's the school.
Run.
10.
I'm assuming there's no castling rules in D&D.
No. He's going to move to about there.
Nice.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. And last but not least, the lowest initiative is this guy, who's also running up here, at which point that triggers your spell.
Entangle.
And they are all within the...
Well, 10 strength saving throws.
They have to make... Yeah, okay, so...
It's 12 strength.
So I'm gonna do 12. This in initiative order. DC 12, you said?
Yep.
First one makes it.
Makes it means okay.
It's
12.
Second one rolls a 3 and fails. So that is the almost.
But that is the injured one. Okay.
Well, going in initiative order, so it's hard to tell which one.
If you hover, you can hover the.
Okay, the ones with the purple dots are gonna be the
restrained,
right. Poison, the entangled.
The next one gets a 19.
Okay.
That was the third one, right? So let's see. Fourth one rolls a 10. So
it nice. Fails.
Oh, 9 strength saving throws. 10 strength saving throws.
4. This one. Okay. And the next one rolls an 8.
Nice.
So that'll be. This one. Let's see. There's 2 more.
No, 3 more, I guess.
11 fails.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, 4 more.
4 more? Okay.
Yeah,
you're right.
The next one succeeds.
Okay.
Last down, the last two succeeded.
Okay.
So, all right. So you got 4 of them. So this is still, I believe this is still difficult terrain, though, right?
Yes, it's a difficult terrain. Yes.
Yep. And all right.
Up to 1 minute. So okay, 10 rounds.
Yeah, that's right. That's 10. 10 rounds. Which rarely do we exceed 10 rounds. So, all right. So that means Agadir, you're up.
So I'm going to cast Fairy Fire on that same 20-foot cube. What's that?
Go ahead and link it for everyone.
Oh,
Fairy Fire is a fun spell.
I think it gives everyone advantage by wrapping them in.
Yeah, so basically they have to make a dexterity saving throw against my DC 13. They can't go invisible, which I don't think ghouls do, but it gives us advantage on attacks against them.
Nice.
All right. So you're going to go through all
and they shed dim light, so that'll help out.
That's true.
You really only need to roll it against the ones that we don't already have advantage on, because there's no such thing.
The nice thing is if we I can target all 20 all the same space, so the ones that already have that Sandswood's affected. This will affect them as well in case Sandswood gets hit and they lose concentration. So this would still give us advantage against them.
And they can and they can do each one of these creatures can do a strike to try to break out.
You'll all mine again.
And enjoy. And since his spell causes you to have disadvantage against dexterity saving throws, which Fairy Fire requires.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Well, okay, so only the ones that are restrained.
Right. The ones that are restrained will have disadvantage, and hopefully I'll catch a couple that don't. Let me make my cast.
So this is a DC 13. So they all have to make. All right. So the first one. Who is again. Not restrained.
You want to do it like, because there's going to be a fair number that you have to do here, right? You want to just start from the top left and go down left to right?
I was doing an initiative order.
I was going to say, if you start at top left and go down left to right, I can make a little mark on the ones that we need to keep.
Okay,
and then you can come back and just tag them.
Top to bottom, left to right?
Yep.
Or left to right, top to bottom. Yeah. Okay. So first one succeeded.
Okay. So I'm going to put nothing on him then.
Second one succeeded.
Top bottom left.
The next one has disadvantage.
Yes.
And it failed.
Okay.
Next one does that failed. Next one failed. Next one failed. The next one failed. Succeeded, even with disadvantage.
And then succeeded. Okay. Nice.
So there you go.
All right.
But
so that basically the whole middle row and then the bottom left one.
Okay.
It's actually pretty easy.
All right. Well, and these guys are going to move around, so I'm going to actually annotate them.
the whole middle row and then the bottom left one.
That certainly made doing that. And which was the other one?
The bottom left.
Oh, you already took the circles away. Okay. All right. So. Oh, fascinating. Okay. This is called crowd control.
Yep.
So let's see. That was Agadir, that was your turn, right?
Yes, but I'm not quite done because I am going to inspire Lillian. I know she's blessed, nice. But
nice.
So you have
an extra D6.
You have an extra
D6. Roll your bless if you can, but if you need to, you can roll the Bardic Inspiration. And I believe they stack.
They do.
Nice.
All right. Then next up is the ghoul to the far right who is all these tags are getting in the way. And on mine they all have names.
Bottom row right is untagged.
All right. Yeah.
If that's the one we're talking about.
Cool. I was hoping I could turn off the. It has this on my screen. It has the stupid word ghoul under each one of them, which is just making a mess. So that one is going to go after you, Tankrin, with a claw attack.
Disadvantage, right?
It does not have disadvantage. But it doesn't matter because it rolled a natural one.
Okay.
Okay. The next one The next one all does have disadvantage. It is actually going to make a bite attack against you, Tankering.
Is that the one bottom row middle or bottom row left?
Straight to the
north. Okay, bottom row middle.
Yeah, right. Yeah, straight to the north of you. Yeah.
Okay.
And that will be a 14. That'll miss, I'm sure, I assume. And then Lillian, Lillian, the one in front of you, is going to go for a claw attack. Ooh, natural 20.
Disadvantage.
That's right. He has disadvantage. You're right. You are correct. Thank you for.
Nice. Save Lillian, okay. I guess.
It's a 19. No crit. But it's 19. You saved the crit. So
yeah,
that was 8 points of damage.
Whoa.
Wait, blue is fairy fire, which doesn't cause disadvantage on his attacks, only advantage on our attacks.
Oh, you're right.
You're right. Thank you.
Sorry, Lillian.
Thank you for being a rules lawyer. I'm not a rules lawyer. So that will be 12 points of damage.
Whoa.
And I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh.
With the d4 bonus for bless and a possible d6 for
doesn't matter.
Ooh.
Doesn't matter. Oh, 20.
You don't even notice any spot effects. That was you just shrugged that right off. Next up is this ghoul right here. He has disadvantage. He's actually going to try to uses action to break. And with an 11, he fails. It's a DC 12, yes. Right?
Yep.
Isn't
it a strength saving throw? It's a DC 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Tankred, what would you like to do?
Hit the one off to the right, to the northeast of me.
Unimpeded?
The one that's unimpeded, yes. Mm-hmm. One second. Okay. And of course, an 8.
No. Yeah. You can inspire also a blessing.
I can use bless if that happen.
I mean, just roll it.
Go ahead and roll it. Nope, not enough. No. It could have actually, if you had rolled a 4, their AC is 12, so.
Okay.
You're still inspired.
No, I don't know. Lillian has the inspiration.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I see.
Okay. I should probably be able to murder the two in front of me.
Try.
Okay, then the next ghoul is the one, the middle row all the way to the left. He's going to try to break out of these vines. And with a 9, he's going to fail.
Nice.
Yeah, this is, these were, this is a good job of controlling the group.
It's just level 1, so why not?
So, Lillian, you're up.
Well, I am very mad at this little blue turd. Fucking biting me twice, little bitch.
Yeah, 16.
So,
Claude, I think.
I'm going to bite him with my rapier.
We can buy him.
Advantage.
And I get advantage as well as plus, so I assume a 22 will hit.
22 will definitely hit.
Does advantage, it just gives you advantage, right? They're not prone, so it's not like a crit or whatever.
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, for 8.
8 points damage.
Okay. And then 2 weapon with a 19 for... 2 damage.
Oh, okay. Without
I don't get the bonus damage.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah, you're making progress, Kevin.
And then on the one that's purple, up to the right, I will.
And you do have advantage against it.
Yep. I will use Horde Breaker.
No. And it's dead.
4, 5. It's dead.
D-E-D, dead.
D-D.
I'll go ahead and take the possible single hit to back the F up.
Okay. It's gonna bite at you. 18.
Yep, I have 16.
Yeah, that's nearly max damage. 13 points of damage.
Oh my god.
Hey, not dead.
How many? The poison.
We got three. You know what three is? More than zero.
The poison, I guess.
Bite attack does more damage than the claw, but it does not. The constitution saving throw element to it. I've been choosing between how much damage do I want to do versus whether or not I want to try to try to mess with you another way. So that's your full
that's it
turn. Okay, Sanswood.
Lillian, you have three left, right?
More than zero.
More than zero.
That's all you need.
All right, then I don't worry about you yet. Okay, I'll just make a produce flame to this already injured blue one, this one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
that'll hit.
Oh, okay, then I don't no bother advantage for that. Four.
Oh.
Four.
Roll anyway, because if you get a crit. Yep.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you're right.
Now, say the same thing.
All right. So minus four. He is just about okay. Dead. Not okay. Quite. Okay. All right. So this middle roll all the way to the right, he's going to make a strength saving throw. And he makes it with a 15, which removes that. And he is going to use his movement. Mm-hmm. That was his action. He's going to use his movement.
Not good.
That's 10, 20, 30.
Difficult terrain, right? No matter whether he makes
it. That is that he moved basically diagonal.
20.
He moved diagonal 10 feet, which counted as 20, and then an additional 5 feet, or even if you want to call it. Okay. Difficult terrain. That was his full movement. But he can't do anything.
Where is it leaving? Leaving is safe. Okay. Cool.
So yeah. Next one up is the
harmed.
Top rope all the way to the right.
It sounded like you mispronounced brave there for a second, so I'll just correct you real quick.
And he's gonna move forward.
Brave pronounced cowardly.
No. But
there.
Cautiously.
Brave pronounced not dead.
Not dead. and he can take an attack against Tankrin because he didn't have to waste his he's gonna claw attack. Yeah. And that's an 8. That is not going to hit.
Tanky.
Yeah. Tanky Tankrin. So that's it for him. Eagle Eye.
Okay, cool. This guy is in the melee range, so
advantage.
I'm gonna do my.
Yeah, that's the best thing about the fairy fire is even though he's now outside, he's not restrained and he's outside that box. You still have advantage against him.
Yeah, roll again to see if we can have a
go.
Oh, okay. It's advantage.
Yeah. Give yourself an opportunity for a critical.
Since I dropped it, I'm going to do like a two-handed spear attack.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
And so, 8 points. Spend a key point. 2 attacks. 2 unarmed strike.
Flurry of blows.
Yeah, flurry of blows. First one.
That'll hit.
I'm going to do it again.
You have advantage, so roll twice. Did it anyway. And that's 7 points of damage. All right.
The next one again. Let me fix it here to roll it twice for me.
You guys can do multiple attack.
Okay.
Yeah, so
there's a roll with advantage. Okay, there you go. I'm gonna try this one.
That's a good thing you had advantage. 18.
Yeah. Oh,
that is enough to drop him. He's dead.
Nice.
I'm thinking if we should just step in or let them come to us. I know Tankren is really tanky. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not.
Agadir is vulnerable. <You know. laughs>
Okay, let me just do that. Like, at least Agadir could save me if I get really badly hurt. So I'm just going to move inside nice. The empty space. Yeah, that's my turn.
All right.
Different version of Brave.
Well, I'm sorry. Who's at 3 hit points? Is it him or is it the Brave one, huh? I had to enter the room first because you're all too scared.
No, I just whispered in my mind. You
I mean, technically, you never actually went into the room. You were like right at the doorway.
Yeah. Well, technically, you were behind me, cowering in fear.
I was bravely leading from the rear.
No, you can't use that. That's mine.
Okay.
Which one's got the initial turn order of 4?
It's the middle one in the second row. The one right in the middle. And
what? Evil lab, why?
I want Eagle Eye, and this is probably gonna not work out very well for the opponent, considering this is Eagle Eye. I need Eagle Eye and Agadir to make acrobatics checks.
What?
Okay. What?
Do an acrobatics roll.
What?
Oh. Yeah. I need you to both.
Natural 20 and a 9 and a 16.
And a 16.
Oh, man. Okay. So this guy pushes through. He's using a maneuver called a tumble, which is basically using acrobatics to move around an opponent. He gets past Eagle Eye, and he's making a beeline toward Lillian. He's attacking Lillian, identifying him as weak and injured. But he is stopped dead by Agadir, who realizes that his best friend Lillian is potentially in danger. What the hell does that do to?
For certain definitions of best friend,
right?
So
now I'm trying to figure out where that causes him to end up.
So he tried to run through Eagle Eye and Agatha to attack Lillian.
He does.
Square south of Tankren. I mean, that seems to be the only open spot.
Yeah, I think that's where he's going to end up. I'm going to rule that is without the ability to make attack against Lillian. I think that's his turn. It was close because he rolled a 19 against your 25, Agadir. That was It was a good roll.
Oh, so Ego, I cannot stop it, but Agadir stop it.
Yeah.
I see.
This is a rule I have not used much at all. It's kind of interesting. Anyway,
nice.
This okay. So next up is this guy. He's going to move forward, fill the plate. He's going to fill the spot left by the one that went careening over around people. And now it's Agadir's turn.
I am going to pull my rapier out and stab the one that just tried to get past me. Back. And I have advantage against him because he's one of the fairy fire.
He is.
Blokes.
Which is a good thing you have advantage because that didn't hit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, so wait. Are you blessed?
No. Me? No, I'm not blessed.
All right.
13? Whoa. On the edge. Whoa.
Nice. 11 points of damage.
Whoa. That's a lot.
All right.
And as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Healing Word on Lillian.
Ah, you're too nice to him.
For seven
points of healing.
That's my max.
All right.
Nice.
So you're at what now, 10?
More than zero.
Yes.
Yeah, 10 more than zero.
And that'll end my turn.
Precisely 10 more than zero, yes.
Nice. Right, so the one bottom row to the right, all the way to the right, is going to make claw attacks at Tankrin. 11 will miss.
Yes.
And then the one in front of lower row, all the way to left, in front of Eagle Eye, is going to make an attack.
Almost dead, I guess.
Is going to take a bite attack at 17. Is that hit?
Tankrin or Eagle Eye?
Eagle Eye.
Yeah, I think that it's, yeah.
Okay. That does 7 points of piercing damage.
Whoa.
There was a bite attack. Never mind. You don't have to roll the con saving throw. And that con saving throw is not really doing much to you guys. The next guy is going to break out of his... Yes, he does so with a 17, so he's no longer restrained. He's going to do the same thing as the other guy, only he's going to move through Tankrin and bypass Agadir altogether. But Agadir is going to get an attack of opportunity if the guy gets past Tankrin. So Tankrin, I want you to make an acrobatics.
Okay.
Would it not work the same with Tankrin as well?
No.
Would it not work the same way with Tankrin?
Does Tankrin not get an attack of opportunity?
In this case, it appears, based on the rules as written, that they don't get an attack of opportunity in that case. But Agadir, you definitely do. Actually... No, actually you don't, because he's not leaving your threat range.
Yeah.
Lillian, claw attack against you. I'm assuming a 10 will miss.
Yep.
Whoa.
Okay. All right. Lucky you, Tankrin.
Would it get like an attack of opportunity from me? Because like he's going through Tankrin, right?
Oh, yeah. You know what? You're right. It would. You would. Okay. You get attack of opportunity because it came in and out of your threat range. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to use my spear to do my reaction, though.
Keep me honest. A 12 will hit.
Oh, nice. Advantage. by the way. Roll again.
Oh, you do get advantage.
Roll again to see if it crits.
Just in case you get a crit, right?
Yeah.
Whoa! Although, I'm confused, though, because with the bless, I think it might be making it green. It might... I think it's a little bit weird.
This is sorry, go ahead.
I didn't add a bless to that one, though.
Oh, okay, okay. I was just confused because it doesn't have the plus your hit modifier.
So roll your damage, or roll your, let's see, what is it?
Spear?
You're going to roll a d8. Because you don't get doubled, the modifiers aren't doubled.
Wow, seven.
17 points of damage. Wow. Yeah, he took a hard hit.
Almost killed, I guess?
Almost.
Not yet.
Almost, but not quite.
I'm actually fairly certain that wasn't a crit. Doesn't really make too much difference, but I'm just pointing out that Eagle Eye, whenever you rolled that 12 above, that was actually a 6 plus 6.
I think this
would have been a 26 if you had actually rolled a 20.
Oh.
It's just really like, weird. It just made it green because of reasons, and yours like definitely displays different than the rest for I don't know why.
You know what? We'll call it a crit.
Yeah, it probably doesn't matter, but
I don't want to retcon it.
Okay.
All right. Tancred, you're up.
The one to the south. Do I get advantage on it?
Yes, you do. He is in fairy fire.
And I did click.
Kara, ingara pattu pore. Excuse me. Sorry.
An 18 will definitely hit.
Let me roll again.
20 will
score. 30, 20, yeah.
Interesting. This one does not have green color.
Yeah, because this one you can see it's a 15 plus 5.
That is everything you ever needed for that guy. He is dead.
Oh, nice.
And that, that's my action or my turn.
Okay. Let's see. This next ghoul is going to try to the one that's top left now. I'm going to try to break out. It does with a 20.
Oh.
He's going to try to push past Tancred as well, fill this gap. So go ahead and make an acrobatics check. Tancred.
18.
But why not Eagle Eye? Should Eagle Eye also make that?
I'm gonna say he does not. He doesn't. He can get there without going through Eagle Eye's space.
I see. It's just the one.
But yeah, you manage to push him back, and he does not make any progress. And that's his turn.
Is this a normal move or is it a special?
This is an unusual. This is a rule that falls under the heading of moving through creatures. And there's a number of different options for trying to move through hostile creature areas. You can try to overrun them. You can do the tumble action. There's a couple of different. Couple of different options there. And actually I may have, you know what? Remind me in the future, I believe it's actually an action. So I think
I
might have had him attack once when he shouldn't have, but he missed anyway. So
if that's the case, he shouldn't do that, right? Because he already used his action to get rid of
So fortunately the last time I did it, the one time I did it where he was able to, where I had him attack, he missed. So
we don't need to revert to that because
there's no retconning needed there. So cool. this is a rule I don't think I've ever used before, which so I'm pretty yeah, not familiar. Oh, okay, cool. Lillian, you are up.
Okay, well, idiot's here, so I might just
with 17
repairs.
Yeah, 17 damage. Hope you can finish the.
And I have advantage as well. Yeah, so I'll just use my rapier.
Whoa, crit.
That's a crit.
That is crit.
For the 13.
13, bye.
Yeah, it only had 5 hit points left.
And then I'll go ahead. Still have a bonus action. You know what, I'm going to go ahead and drink a potion of healing.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
For the lowest possible.
Or is, yeah, two.
The lowest, right?
Yeah. Second lowest.
Yeah, four is
low. How do you get... Oh, it's a one and two. Okay, I see.
Any movement or anything?
So I'm at 15, and I will go ahead and move behind Sandswood.
Speaking of Sandswood, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to produce flame to this.
I'll do one further from Sandswood.
Okay, so we were right to make it a critical Bala, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, it's right to make it critical for Bala.
Okay, yeah, I think.
So, which one are you attacking?
The bottom blue left. One. Yeah, bottom left. It's already injured, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I use advantage and the step. Come on.
It had literally one hit point left.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to move forward because I don't like Lillian's smell. Okay, that's all. Not in person, but the smell. She just got injured by ghouls, right?
Right.
By the way, can I not concentrate on the spell? And can I do that?
Do you want to drop concentration?
Yeah. Can I do that?
You can, and that box will go away.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
It's not doing much anymore. So
yeah.
I mean, it's still terrain. Making difficult terrain for.
Yeah,
that.
But I don't like.
Yeah, movement. Down,
but. Yeah, they're not moving very far anyway. So,
yeah.
All right, the one
I feel that is constrained us more than them. Go ahead.
The one in front of you, Tankrin, who is one of the fresh. I guess they're all fresh now. You killed all the. He is going to take a claw attack at you. An 8 is not going to do it. He's going to stay there. Eagle Eye.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I think the last one, it was a natural 20. It wasn't adding the plus six from a weapon attack, and the bless wasn't getting added because so I didn't lose.
It was correctly a critical.
Yeah.
Right.
I think I made a mistake while I was rolling. I typed in a bless in the plugin, and then I thought it's going to take it, but it didn't. Never mind. where was I? Like, there is this guy. I'm going to hit this guy. Use my spear attack.
Which guy?
One right in front of Tankrin.
Tankrin? Okay.
No advantage, but
Yeah, but a 13 will hit.
Yeah, nice.
And 9 points.
Yep.
Nice.
Okay.
Is he still standing?
He is. Yes, he was fresh. He had not.
Oh, he's fresh.
Yeah. Everything is fresh now.
How many key points do I have? I would rather say my key points for later, so I'm just gonna do an unarmed strike. Yeah.
Yep.
Single unarmed strike. What did I roll? Oh, it didn't show up here.
What?
Did something show up?
That's a spear. Yeah, the
show spear
showed up. This is. There you go. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Well, it's 25 without.
Yeah.
Oh,
almost.
Wow. One short.
Yeah, one shot.
Yeah. All right, and yeah, he's still standing, but he's seriously damaged.
16 in total. Okay.
No, 17 in total.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's doing a two-handed spear attack.
I see.
All right. Then are you gonna do any movement?
No, I'm just gonna stay.
Okay, so this the school's gonna move forward and go after you, Eagle Eye. I'm gonna do a bite attack. A 4 is not gonna hit.
A 4 sounds like a critical fail.
Almost. It was a 2. It was a natural 2. Agadir.
I'm going to switch back to my bow and take a shot at the one that I have advantage against in the back.
Okay.
This one.
Yeah, that blue dot guy in the far north. It's a good thing I'm shooting at him.
It's a good thing you got advantage.
I don't see the blue dot guy on my screen, though, but that's fine.
He may just go refresh.
Okay.
The only one with very points fire. Down?
Yeah, aiming for 7.
All right.
Roll 20 sometimes falls out of date. You just have to refresh. It seems to fix itself.
Yeah. Ajax issue.
And that will end my turn.
Okay. And then it is the ghoul on the bottom road all the way to the right is going to attack. It's going to attack Tankrin.
Tanky.
He's probably going to miss Tankrin. Nope. He rolls a 12.
Wow.
These guys, man.
How hard.
Tankrin is living up to his name.
King.
Yeah, they're scrabbling to get purchase and cannot find it. It's sliding right off his armor. So Tankrin, you are up.
The one to the north,
mm-hmm.
which is injured.
One. Definitely gonna miss. It's a good thing we don't use critical failure tables. So. I was actually just watching a video. They were talking about how horrible they are, and recommend to never use them, which I agree with.
That'll do it for me.
What's an example of a critical failure? Like punishment?
You could drop your weapon. You could break your weapon. You could injure yourself. You could injure another party member. Yeah, and everybody's got a different critical failure table that you roll against.
No.
It just doesn't do anything for the game.
Considering how weak crits are, like, yes, obviously they're good, but they're kind of weak.
Yeah.
A critical failure sounds worse than a crit, and they should be balancing each other.
Break your weapon in the middle of the adventure. It's not a good idea.
Okay, this guy in back saw how poorly it went for the other guys that tried that maneuver, pushing through the tumble maneuver.
And so he tries it as well.
So he does have an intelligent. Let me make
him. I'm surprised that they have intelligence.
Now he wrote a 13, which is actually a 15 minus 2, but. He decides that it may be a poor choice. he's going to impatiently wait for his turn to attack one of these front people. So Lillian, you're up.
You know what? I'm going to just assume that I saw him making that decision in his dumb, beady little eyes, and I'm going to shoot him first.
All right.
It's the one with the blue dot, right?
It's the one with the blue dot. You got advantage.
Yeah. Screw you, idiot. don't even think about it. 14 or 11.
Yep.
Die.
Still up. He's
and then close. I will use Hordebreaker to shoot the one north of Eagle Eye.
Okay.
Or
that will definitely hit.
Well, almost.
Choose your poison for 9.
All right.
And his bow does a lot of damage.
And then with your movement, you're going to rush into combat, into melee range?
Is yeah, right? With my movement, I'm going to go ahead and step back 5 feet.
Wait, which one did you shot? Is it
just in time for the ooze to come right?
North of the host. You're not shooting the injured. Okay.
I shot these two because they're the ones that are within 5 feet of each other.
Okay. Oh, yeah, true. But you can.
I think I could probably hit the one there, but it doesn't matter. That's what I did. Deal with it.
Okay. No complaining.
Sounds like you're up.
Oh, yeah. Produce going to.
Which one?
Okay. The one north.
North of Tancred?
Yeah. No. The one with the fairy fire.
Okay.
That will be safer. Nah. Okay.
You definitely hit.
Yeah, I clicked twice. Why? 9. That'll be enough.
Roll.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you did roll twice. Never mind.
You did.
I don't know why I rolled twice, but yeah. Okay.
For advantage.
Yeah, you had advantage against them, so on the chance.
I know, but I
didn't mean to.
Yeah,
all right.
He thought he clicked once, but he clicked twice.
So yep. the one in front of Tancred is going to do a claw attack. Finally, 24.
Wow.
That is actually a crit. So he's going to do 11 points of damage. And I need you to make a Constitution saving throw. Although you probably have one of the higher constitutions.
And I also get plus d4 for bless.
You get bless. That's right. Oh, yeah. No problem.
I keep forgetting about bless, but I have not missed.
Given that I took damage, do I have to make the concentration roll before the save?
You're going to make a concentration check for bless, right?
Right, which is intelligence.
It is
constitution.
It's also constitution.
Is it also constitution?
Yeah, I think any of the
concentration
spells are constitution.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
So the bless goes down.
Oh.
But I saved against the poison because we did it again. We did it in that order.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I think order wise, yeah, I don't know that there's an established order. Hmm. There's got to be somewhere. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, I think as long as you call what you're doing in the order that you do it in, so you don't just go, oh, I rolled a 16. Let me make that against my.
No, I don't show
dependency. If there was some well, actually, there is a dependency here because you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll leave it the way it is. That's fine.
It doesn't matter anyway. He rolled a 16 without bless, so.
Well, but if the saving bless had to go first, then the 7 was the constitution save for the claw poison. And I would still have the bless running, but.
But you
we
did have... it.
We stated the order, so.
Yeah.
I'll look it up for future reference.
Cool.
At some point. Yep. Which is interesting. Concentration does not. Searching for concentration does not bring up anything. And so anyway, okay, so that is that. He gets all excited because he actually finally hit you. You see him jumping up and down. And Eagle Eye.
I'm going to hit the same guy, like one in front of Jeff.
The one in front of?
The one directly to the north?
One in front of Tancred.
Okay, the one in the middle?
Yeah.
Yep.
And because I know I took a hit on him. I mean, took a stab at him.
Yeah, he's definitely the most damaged one, followed by the one in front of you.
Yeah.
At 21.
20.
Unnatural.
10.
A very quick death.
And then use my talents for the one in front of me.
There.
What did I roll?
No, showing
up. Click on talents.
not saying.
Oh, it's taking time. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it just gets slow, I think.
Yeah, your packet is sent by a pigeon. That's actually how we say that in Taiwan.
Okay. Are you going to do any movement or anything else?
No, I'm just going to stay there. Yeah.
Okay. And he immediately attacks back with
what? Still alive? Oh no.
Yeah, he is still alive.
Okay.
He's going to do a claw attack against him.
Still alive after death.
Yeah, that's cool. That is a natural 20.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. He does
14 points of damage.
Ooh.
And I need you to make a Constitution saving throw.
No plus.
Pathetic. I've taken way more damage than all this.
It is. you're brave this room.
14.
14, you're fine. You are fine.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah. All right. That was his turn. Its turn. I don't know that they gendered.
I would imagine they are.
I imagine they were.
Were, yeah. They were.
And it's probably not an important distinguishing factor anymore.
Is ghoul from people? That is.
Yeah, they're undead creatures, right? From people, yeah. It could be almost any race. So, yeah, Agater.
Short bow, the one just north of Eagle Eye.
Okay.
19, I'm assuming, will hit, and for 8.
And that will kill it.
Nice. All right. One now we'll just sit back and smile.
Okay, the last ghoul is up. I'm going to make a claw attack against you, Tankrin. Hoping for another natural 20. 18, that's probably going to miss, right?
Yes, it misses.
Okay. Then your go.
What? How much hit points does it have left?
Does what have
nothing?
Does this harm?
I don't think it's been hurt.
What's its status?
It hasn't been damaged.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm harmed.
Natural 20.
Natural 20.
Well, nice. Oh,
yeah. It's about to be harmed.
Ladder it.
12. Eight points.
It's about to be harmed very a little bit.
Is that your first hit today?
No.
That's not his first hit. He's hit a couple times.
You just need to roll higher whenever you roll the d8. You know, maybe higher than a 2.
Well, it's a d8 plus 3.
Yeah. Yep.
So I rolled a 2. And then a 3 on the crit roll.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. So it was a 2 and a 3. Great, cool. Do you gonna do anything? Any move?
Nope.
Anything else? No.
Nope.
Lillian.
Finish the
1, 2, 3. What's my movement? 30?
Yep.
What? Where are you going?
Yeah. Well, I was gonna see if I could just get in its face and bash it with my swords, stupid idiot.
I think you can.
I will just move here. Go and shoot moves with my bow.
It is gonna have half cover from that angle.
It don't matter.
Okay. I mean, that's where I would have to move and shoot from anyway, yeah. So it doesn't make a difference. 11.
11. It is almost dead. So any more movement?
Nope.
Okay. Sanswood.
Yay, last shot.
That'll hit.
6.
That'll kill it.
Yes.
Burn it with fire. All right.
Fire. All right. So assuming we're out of combat now, I would really like to cast Cure Wounds on myself.
Yeah, you can do that.
I mean, my spell slots are kind of useless because I have to be in touch range for it as well. So I'm just going to spend it on that.
Cure Wounds. Oh, yeah.
Unless anybody has like free things they want to use.
No, I don't have free things.
Lillian's going to spend a few rounds touching herself. Great.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, nice.
Not bad.
Great.
There you go.
All right. You know what? I'll just do again.
Oh, ouch.
Whoa. Why? It's just a 1d8.
Literally, my only other spell is Hunter's Mark, which I would almost never cast. So, whatever.
Your spell casting ability modifier is 0.
Yeah, like I said, I have one other ability.
not to play roles lawyer again, but didn't you cast Hunter's Mark on the jelly or whatever that we passed?
I did. That's my 3 spells that I've cast for the
right,
day.
But did we ever make it? Because that's a concentration spell as well, right?
I mean, that's worn off a while ago, yeah.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, because that was way back.
Yeah, I thought it lasted like for an hour or something, though.
I think it's an hour, or no, it might be minutes. Let me just check.
An hour, maybe.
Even if it had
up to an hour
concentration. Yeah. So, I mean, casting the cure spells would.
I don't care. I'm going to assume that one's gone because I've already gotten hit 3 times, 4 times, whatever.
I mean, I could have you make a series of concentration checks if you want.
Just to see if it's still off.
It's gone.
I mean, it's not. All right, you're just saying it's gone.
How far? How many hit points down are you still?
I am at 24 out of 32.
24 out of 32.
And is anyone injured?
Yeah, I am going to.
And I'm just going to assume for the rest of any battles that we encounter in this cave, I will just stay towards the back. And if we take a short rest, then I can get most of my hit points back from that too.
That's true. We could short rest here, perhaps.
I can cast ritual cast the detect magic here.
If we take a short rest, I can play us a little song of rest.
Nice. We could keep going.
Yeah.
Why? Why?
I just glare at Lillian.
You know what? I might have taken 28 damage from ghouls, but I think that would be more damaging to my spirit.
I'm going to use Lay on Hands and gear myself.
Okay. All right. So just to repeat, now that you're actually in the cavern proper, I will repeat the full description of this room in case you forgot. A steep escarpment divides this large cavern into 3 sections, high ledges on either end and a lower section in the middle. This carved stone stairs climb up to the ledges. 2 large tables stand in the middle section, along with a pair of old braziers. A smaller table stands on the eastern ledge. The skeletal remains of dozens of dead warriors, dwarves, gnomes, orcs, and ogres attest to the fierceness of the fighting that took place here long ago. You do see that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't know I could do that. So that is where you're at.
John, like I think last time I got a thing which I couldn't add it to my character sheet. Like, do you remember what the item was? Like,
it was a potion of stone skin.
Oh, the stone skin, is that what the healing is? Like, I need to drink to heal or something?
No, it's if you drink it, this spell turns flesh of a willing creature you touch as hard as stone. Oh, in this case, you drink it. Until the spell ends, the target has resistance to non-magical bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage. So it's basically you take half damage against slashing. And it lasts for an hour. Well, that's interesting. That's probably why they don't generally have it as a potion, because it's a concentration spell.
No, but I don't have any spells, right, John? Like, I think
this is just a potion, so you just drink it. It's a one-use thing. You don't have to be able to cast it.
But is this the one which I got from that lady from the inn? No, right?
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Lillian got it from the lady at the inn.
Bala got something. That's not a potion.
Yeah.
Bala got something from from the inn, which is not a potion. It's a it's a necklace that he can drink alcohol as a potion per day.
Oh, it's a, it was a
something can drink.
That was a, that was a normal that was a normal item. I'll have
the,
to I'll have
the
to
look amulet up. Of the drunkard.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that, yeah, yeah, that's the one.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's right. So you needed to modify your character to allow for critical role content. Okay. And so if you go in and I think I already did it actually.
Yeah, you added that, but I'm just adding that item to my equipment.
Right. Yeah, adding it to your inventory, okay, you should be able to search. I think it's Amulet of the Drunkard. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's the one. Yeah, I got that now. Okay.
All right. Cool. Cool.
And since that does not require atonement, so we can all use that per day, right?
Yep.
We can take that and drink a pint to heal.
There it is. Yeah.
I got my 14.
What?
Oh wow. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
14 so, healing.
Yeah. So you'll be able to do that again the next dawn. So
24 hours.
It's one every day.
Okay.
So yeah.
Nice.
All right. Well, so given that, let's see, we don't have, yeah, we're running out of time here. So why don't we, end it there?
And I was going to suggest maybe just taking a short rest here and then, we can call it there.
Okay.
I don't know if other people are opposed to that.
Something may show up in the middle of a short rest.
If we were going to short rest, should we retcon Eagle Eye's use of the amulet?
Well, some number of us don't need to short rest, right?
I don't really. Yeah.
Sounds weird.
Yeah.
I don't need a short rest, indeed.
So yeah, your decision on using the amulet would probably be based upon whether or not you're
going to
take a short rest, because if you take a short rest,
you
can use hit dice. So
exactly.
So that's the question. You're going to take a short rest or not?
Even though I don't need it, I'm fine with it if we want to do it. And I can play us a little song.
I can guard. Yeah.
I got pretty beaten up.
Hmm.
So I'm for it.
Let's do this.
Let's take a short rest.
Because we're kind of halfway into a cave. And this is an opportunity.
So somebody roll a d20 for me.
I don't want to.
I don't want to.
Okay. Hey, I go first.
So, you want to use Sandsword's roll? Okay.
I don't know.
Fine.
The roll should generally be whatever. Whatever the first roll is.
What is that? Yeah. Wandering monsters.
I can see
Owlbear.
So, wow, that actually labeled it. That's not good. I'll have to avoid doing that. All right, so that's where we're going to wrap up today's episode. As you're settling in for, as you
wandering
and rest to recover from your gigantic pitched battle, as you're resting, you hear the snarling and movement of four more ghouls as they enter the room. So that's where we're going to end the episode.
Does that mean we complete the short rest though? Like, do I do the short rest with them?
No, it does not. The entire short rest, doing nothing more than There's a limit to what you can do. You can basically reading or, you know, basically resting. So that's where we're gonna resume in what, 2 weeks or whatever we
sure
next time.
Should I
definitely can't do next week, but 2 weeks should be fine.
Yeah. Well, okay, so I don't know, dice, like, do I count that, or like do we just wait for like the encounter?
So you can't do your healing yet. Your short rest is being interrupted. None of the short rest stuff occurs.
Okay,
all right, cool.
Last question, whose role did this? Is it mine or Alan's?
It was yours. You rolled first.
okay.
So if we all die here, we can blame Sandswood.
Sandswood.
Although technically I'm at full health, I still have an invisibility spell and I can misty step. So
full health, two options, two times for wild shape. Look, I think I can survive.
Although make sure you cast the misty step first
before the
invisibility.
Yep.
Can you stop the recording?
Yep.
Nice.